This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and hour number three. Our number is 855-453 if you would like to tell us what's on your mind. We love to hear from you. We really appreciate when you call up and change the subject completely. We bring in stories. We talk about things that we find compelling and interesting. That doesn't mean that you're going to. So if you have something else you would rather talk about, give us a call. Once again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord. Discord, you can sound like you're right here in the studio with us. To learn more about that, load up the Discord client on your smartphone, on your laptop, and with your high-speed internet connection and a decent microphone, you will sound great. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. And just to kind of recap where we've been tonight, we talked a little bit about Congress possibly invoking some of their war powers responsibilities and saying no to Yemen. That would be really interesting. We were also talking about Julian Assange, which is big news. Julian Assange is the leader, or the former leader, I guess, of WikiLeaks, who has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for going on, what did we say?
It's been several years.
Several years.
If not six or more.
At this point, he has made the president of Ecuador unhappy, and basically they're saying...
He's blaming Assange, but what made the president of Ecuador unhappy is the fact that he is now embroiled in a scandal called the INA Papers that are tied directly to his brother and I guess also the president himself, Lenin Moreno, which has linked the president and his family to a series of corrupt and criminal dealings, this according to WikiLeaks, including money laundering and offshore accounts. So that has led, of course, WikiLeaks to report on it because, you know, them's the facts.
Yeah.
That's the scandal happening in Ecuador right now. And the idea is now Ecuador's president has apparently in recent, I don't know, maybe months or weeks, I'm not sure when the New York Times reported on this, but went to Ecuador and said, or the president from Ecuador went to the U.S. and said, hey, how about I give you Assange and you give us some U.S. debt relief? There's more coming up on that story.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves a truth teller until he starts telling your truth.
Right.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to go to the phones where we've got Vernon. Vernon's listening to us on WGOW. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Vernon, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I can.
What's on your mind?
Oh, that... He was trying to imitate the old guy, the old geezer on Family Guy.
Yeah, okay. That's what somebody said in our chat room on Twitch as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to do Tally.
You're referring to a previous caller, by the way, for listeners just tuning in. Were you calling about something else?
I called to say that I agree that the states should secede from the Union.
Hell yeah.
Not what it was intended to be. It was not intended for one central government to run the state.
And there's no fixing it. It's never going to be whatever it was intended. Yeah.
We'll be the sons of the Whiskey Rebellion. The Northeast will rise again.
Hell yeah. I may live in the South, but I was born a Yankee.
Is that right? Really? Well, I was born in the South, and I moved up to New Hampshire.
I was born in the North, and I moved to the South, and I moved to the North.
Yeah, here we are. I agree. I think he's right. I think absolutely every state should secede. There's no reason to have the federal government around.
They're wasting your money. They're making enemies.
Yeah.
they're imposing the results of the wrongheaded policies of one state on another. We should have 50 unique states.
They put a guy in prison for running a website. His name's Ross Ulbricht, and they want to put another guy in prison. His name's Julian Assange.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Did you know that Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States?
Ooh, now this is an interesting conspiracy theory.
Go ahead.
It is not a state.
Correct.
It is not a protectorate. It is not
it's the district.
It's the capital region.
Yeah, but it's the District of Columbia. But it is not part of the United States. It's not listed anywhere as part of the United States.
Yeah, the original Constitution referred to something being delegated as the capital, but it was never really spelled out exactly how that would be. Interesting.
And it changed. They started out in Philadelphia, and then they moved to D.C., right?
Well, and New York there for a while, too.
Oh, that's right. It was New York.
Yes. I happen to have lived near Hagerstown, Maryland, which has another town close to it called Williamsport, Maryland. Williamsport was where George Washington wanted the capital to be. And I will say that Williamsport, Maryland is what you get for coming in second.
Wow.
It's certainly not D.C. Vernon, what else you got for
us? In a good way or in a bad way?
That was my biggie, that. And I asked the guy who answered the phone about a commercial you guys had on about opting out of the federal income tax. The commercial said that the Congress had written in when they started it, and it was voluntary, had written into it a way to opt out. No longer.
That's interesting.
And those guys, the Weiss Paris guys, WeissParis.com,
we met them at the
Anarcapulco event.
No kidding.
They have some very interesting ideas. If you like the idea that D.C. isn't part of the United States, you probably would enjoy the stuff you'd read on their website. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, thanks, Vernon.
Appreciate it.
Peace.
We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted, first of all, to address the previous caller. It's an interesting question. Is Washington, D.C. part of the United States? It's definitely not part of any state, and that was by design because the founders didn't want the federal government to be under the control or jurisdiction of any state. But originally it was carved out of territory of Maryland and Virginia, and then the territory of Virginia was returned to Virginia. So it's just a federal district. But it's technically not under the jurisdiction of any state.
Yeah, and it's pretty much ruled by Congress. Congress sort of has responsibility for funding and some level. They finally did get some
representation. It has its own city council, but it has to go through Congress in order to get approval and stuff, right?
Mm. I believe that's the case, yeah.
I don't even know. I know it's complex.
That it is. Greg, you also want to talk about the stock market?
Yeah. So I find these interesting definitions, socialism and capitalism. For the last 10 years, people have sort of been duking it out, and there's sort of the sense that socialism and capitalism are totally opposed. And then there's this weird thing that people basically call whatever they don't like socialism. If they are, free market capitalists. Like, for example, they may point to the USSR, where the state would own a lot of things, which in economic terms would normally be called state capitalism, right? When the state owns a bunch of things, but then they would call it socialism.
Well, it was in the title, right? Yeah. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Yeah, and socialism is generally, I mean, in theory, they'll say it's when the community as a whole owns the resources, but we all know that's code for a bunch of government thugs will tell us that they represent us, and then they will allocate our resources as benefits them. So that's just more cronyism.
Central planning.
What keeps people free is free markets. So if you don't like what a company is doing, you can go compete with them without permission from anybody.
We like to argue about socialism, so if it's okay with you, Greg, I'm going to put you on hold and we'll come back.
And I'll taunt you a second time.
I know, it almost felt like a setup there, but our number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is socialism the same as capitalism? Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. If you'd like to call us up and join in the conversation, we'd love to have you. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about Twitch. Twitch.lrn.fm. If you go there, you can not only listen to a radio show, but you can watch a radio show. How crazy is that? But what we do have are a lot of fans who like to watch the show. We've got cameras set up here in studio, and they like to talk about what we're talking about. There's not only video, but there's also text chat, and I don't know, does Twitch have voice chat? I guess it's pretty much just us. But it's a pretty vibrant community over there. We're trying to build up our Twitch user base. There's some benefits that the show will receive if we can get some more people watching us on Twitch.
To me, it's more about the benefit of being able to reach other people.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's not about the money. We're not concerned about the whatever few cents Twitch might bring in or whatever.
Oh,
but,
no.
But getting to have, you know, possibly hundreds more people find the show through reaching a certain level of popularity on Twitch will mean more people finding the ideas of freedom. To me, that's the primary motivation.
Yeah. And to be clear, I am an unpaid spokesperson because I won't make a penny if we have a 1,000 Twitch subscribers.
Well, now we're talking about viewers.
And he's worth every dime.
Hold on, just to clarify, we're talking about viewers, not subscribers. We actually have about 60 subscribers right now, which is, I think, almost a record for our channel. And those are the people who have mostly sort of signed up with the Twitch Prime. So if you've got Amazon Prime, this is one of the benefits of having Amazon Prime is you get one free Twitch subscription per month, which you can assign to your favorite channel. And so I think probably like 59 out of the 60 or so have done that, and then maybe like one or two people have just straight up signed up by paying Twitch $5 a month. But again, that's not about the money for us, because if you want to give money to Free Talk Live and be effective at it, you can do it through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com or tip.lrn.fm, and then Free Talk Live gets more out of it. In fact, if somebody goes to tip.lrn.fm during the show, and we notice it, and we will, because it'll pop up into our chat, it'll pop up on the screen, I'll usually hand out cash right here in the studio. So actually, you would benefit from something like that, but not from having more viewers, if that makes sense.
Correct.
Although more viewers may result in more tips. But,
which is a good thing. Yeah. We've had a couple nights when it's gone kind of crazy in here.
We had one guy throw in a $90 tip one night.
Yeah,
I split it up three ways in the studio.
That was great. We're going to get back to the phones where we've got Greg from New York. He was talking about stock market examples for socialism. Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, guys. I'm here.
So please continue with your thoughts.
So I just wanted to clear up a lot of the confusion and meanings around the word socialism and capitalism. You know, I call myself a social libertarian or libertarian socialist because I also oppose vast concentrations of power in the hands of a few people. But I don't only oppose it when it comes to states, people out of touch with their community, but also large corporations and private concentrations of wealth. And so if you look at this country in the United States, okay, we are actually ruled, or rather our economic system is organized largely around corporations. Corporations are our means of production. Most of the
oligarchy.
Stuff that we...
Corporations are not the means of production. Corporations are government legal fiction constructs that basically exist to protect the wealthy, to protect the politically connected from liability for their actions. So you do not have to have a corporation to do business. You just can help people and provide a product and provide a service. Mm-hmm. The reason why people incorporate, especially moms and pops, is because it does provide some level of protection to incorporate to some extent from this system that's been forced upon us, which is the corporate system has been forced upon us, no doubt about it. In fact, you could even argue that without government corporations, the corporations that are so big and powerful today wouldn't exist because they'd be subject to market competition.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get off on a prophecy now, but according to my church, corporations are golems. And
your Church of the Invisible Hand?
Yes, Church of the Invisible Hand. And a golem is, if you're familiar with Jewish mysticism, it's a creature that was created by wizards to go out and do their bidding. And it was created without a heart or a soul. And it nearly always turned on its creator and ended up doing a lot more damage than good.
Relatively.
Interesting. Well, also, the corporate, I just want to describe life in the United States, because it's often said that in the Soviet Union, you were indoctrinated to serve the state, and then you drank yourself silly with vodka because life was so hard. Well, in the United States...
Well, and also because you were Russian.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Something you're not going to be. That. Go ahead.
But within the United States, currently, today in the United States, 40% of Americans are one paycheck away from either homelessness or mercy of the landlord. They put their children... Both parents work for corporations, usually. Half of the American workers work for corporations. They put their children in public school, government school, so they can be raised to serve not the state, but corporations. Mm-hmm. Those kids are medicated for ADD or ADHD, usually with methamphetamines, while the parents have an opioid epidemic now, and they are not very happy, and they have antidepressants as well. One in four middle-aged women.
Yeah, so what is your alternative? Because right now, I'm with you in that we live in some form of oligarchy, that our lives are controlled some through politicians, but through people that are controlling the politicians.
It's a cluster bang.
What is your libertarian socialist view of how things should be?
Well, I believe, first of all, that government will eventually, a lot of government functions will be replaced by technology. I'm not just saying that. I'm building a lot of it myself. The post office has already been replaced by email. Our marketplaces, our meeting places and coffee are no longer the meeting halls. They are now online. All of these things are replacing. So what's left?
Are there going to be robots out there randomly shooting black people?
Who knows? I hope not.
I mean, that is a function of our government. So I just wanted to know if you were going to replicate it, you know.
I see. Well, no, they'll be shooting purple people. Hopefully.
Okay, well, groovy. I mean, I'm hoping they won't hurt anybody, because that purple guy probably just got, you know, left out in the cold or something.
So, Will, you're a libertarian socialist. Is there some taking care of people who can't take care of themselves? I assume you don't want to rely on crazy ideas like charity. Would you want me to have to contribute to your society to help take care of those who cannot take care of themselves?
I mean, sure, there should be charity, but I don't think people should rely on charity, just like elderly relied on charity for Social Security, and they lived in poorhouses. Certainly, I don't think their lot was better then. But look, I think there are certain types of freedom, and I define freedom in the way that I think the average person defines freedom, which is that you're not coerced, neither by the government, but also not by a landlord trying to evict you or hunger in your belly. So those are also very coercive things. You got to work for McDonald's or some corporation.
I do appreciate the call, Greg.
Hunger is coercive.
I will come back to that statement when we come back, whether you're still here or not.
Yeah, we had to drop Greg, but some interesting
ideas
there.
Sorry, Greg. I hope
there.
You had a good landing.
We'll talk. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has now sounded a warning, giving Mexico a year to rein in the flow of illegal immigrants at the southern border or face the consequences, beginning with tariffs.
What's more real initially is tariffs on the cars coming in, a 25% tariff on the cars being made in Mexico coming in. You know, Mexico prior to my becoming president, took close to 30% of our car business. Okay, that's a lot. That's a big, big chunk. They did that under NAFTA.
The House Judiciary Chairman wants the Attorney General to release any and all summaries of the special counsel's Russia report. Some members of Mueller's team want more information to be released, saying that William Barr failed to adequately describe how the investigation of potential obstruction of justice included derogatory details about the president's actions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We've been listening to you and your phone calls all night long, and there will be no better way for me to finish out the night than to continue to hear from you. And we've got a couple people on the line. We're going to get to them, but right now I did want to talk to Free Market Penguin. Free Market Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings, Colonel and Minister and your Excellency or whatever.
Colonel? Who's the Colonel? Is that you, Chris?
That'd be you. I'm going to just have you ring.
I usually go by His Holiness. Those are my pronouns.
Yeah, and I was a listed man, so I worked for a living.
You've been promoted. Oh, anyway.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Great.
You waited a long time for that one.
Battlefield promotion. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hearing my man Greg call, I just wanted to call and say, man, I just want to agree with everything he said and everything that he typically does say. I mean, he's pretty much spot on as a libertarian.
So you agreed with his statement that hunger is coercive? I think Rich wanted to speak to that.
Well, I don't think it's literally hunger is coercive. Like, if you don't seek food, obviously not. But if you are forced through limited means of being able to obtain food, then it certainly can be. But I want to say real quickly first that I understand he thinks, oh, I'm coming from a left-wing perspective. I'm a libertarian socialist. I just consider that libertarianism and maybe using leftist language. I mean, because to be honest with you, in a free market society.
But he doesn't believe in, like, landlords and private property, and as I understand it.
In a free market society, people are able to decide upon the property norms and the market chooses that benefits people individually. So basically,
now, is the system you're describing here mutualism or what's it called?
I'm really into mutualism. I'm really into mutualism, but actually any of the libertarian property ethics all have some aspect of use built in, which, any of the libertarian property ethics from mutualism, Georgism, or Lockean property ethics would be a vast improvement upon the status property organization we have now.
Maybe so, but should a landlord be able to evict a deadbeat tenant?
Well, the argument for most of these things, like for example, the argument that mutualists will make will tend to be, and probably this doesn't cover all mutualists, but the ones that I'm exposed to, they'll tend to not argue against like the communists, the socialists that want to forcibly abolish any practices, but through free market competition and through, for example, the reduction in scarcity of land from all the government and corporate land being able to be homesteaded, which is able to be homesteaded under a Lockean system, mm-hmm. too. But in addition, mutualist specifically, which is not what I exclusively believe in, but also believe in an occupancy and use, so an abolition or a non-recognition of absentee property
rights. So hold on, let me clarify something here. I, as somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about mutualism, but also likes the idea of homesteading and people being able to do that, and I'm not real clear on what the ideal property rights scenario should be. I don't like the idea that somebody should just be able to have a bunch of land and do nothing with it. So, like, I can understand some of this. So,
mutualism does have a land standard that does something about that. My understanding is mutualism is basically lifetime tenancy when you homestead. And so basically what that means is if you abandon it, if you walk away from it, then somebody else can come in and homestead it.
Sure, but if I'm not abandoning it and instead I want to rent it out, is that possible in this system? Because what I heard from Greg and what I've heard from his previous calls is very anti-landlord, very anti-rent.
I think that renting land under that system, and correct me if I'm wrong here, would be rare because there's land available for homesteading.
There is
now. So you don't have to...
Why? Land is a finite resource. Eventually, if there's enough homesteading, enough migration into that resource,
right,
the land's going to get occupied to a large extent. And at that point, and even at the point where it's not occupied, not everybody wants to move onto the outskirts and start their own thing, right? Somebody wants to move into a city and, have a job in downtown Keene. They're going to have to probably rent a place from somebody who's willing to give up that spot to rent it out.
Quite possibly. And that's the thing is renting out a building is not the same as renting out a piece of land.
It
sort of can, too. It depends.
I mean, a building is a thing that somebody built, and obviously it belongs to somebody because somebody built it.
On what? On land.
It's on land, but...
it's an improvement upon land.
Rent is theft is a slogan from a time when a lot of peasants were tenant farmers working for lords who were government officials. Okay, and they were working on land that they didn't own. They stayed on the land at the mercy of the lord of the land, the landlord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is not the same as the kind of landlordism we see today. It's a very different arrangement that was
sure. Well, once again, I can understand the idea of having a huge swath of land that nobody ever does anything with and saying, yeah, that's good for homesteading. The idea that somebody could own thousands of acres and just sit on it and do nothing, it seems ridiculous. So I could go that far.
Under an AMCAP system, I would say that wouldn't happen too often because people would have to bear the full force, the full cost of defending their own land.
Right.
So in that case,
the more homeless people there are, the more security guards you have to hire to do that. And so eventually I think people would withdraw from claims.
What about a smaller plot of land? Can I have a plot of land under this mutualism? Can I have a plot of land that I just want to keep because I like a pristine piece of property? You know, and how much can I have of that?
Yeah, free market.
Well, mutualism basically is based around, to boil it down, is basically if you don't use it, you lose it. You own basically
What does it mean
use.
To use?
Hold on. Mutualist society,
I want to ask another question.
Though.
I want to ask another question about this. What does it mean to use the land? I mean, you could argue that if I want to keep it pristine, then therefore I don't want to make any changes to it. But if I go ahead and put in a pond and a bench, does that mean that the land is used? And for what distance does that, like, push out the usedness of the of that land?
This is where it gets tricky.
That's a little bit of a because obviously use means usually for economic production, and I'm not sure how you're using that for economic production. I mean, if it was part of your home, I guess. So that's one of those.
Why does it have to be for economic production? I mean, right. If I go out and shoot on the land, that's not for production. I'm expending resources. in that case,
I guess my question is if an idea behind mutualism is mutually beneficial activities, then do I cease to have any property rights at all? If I have to provide something with my land or with my building or whatever else, and I have to provide that, did I just not lose all my rights?
Okay. Well, mutualism basically is going to be centered around the individual ownership of land. So it's basically a radical philosophy coming around the same time as communism. And their idea was basically the same but radically different, which is instead of communal ownership, but radically individual ownership of land. Because individual ownership in free markets leads to the goal of communism more efficiently.
So basically,
and where does mutualism fall on ownership of productive goods, the so-called means of production?
A factory or
mutualists
something?
Want those in private hands, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They tend to believe that the state subsidizes the corporate structure, and more people in a free market would choose a cooperative.
We would see about that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of common ground with you guys from everything I've read about mutual.
Free market, we're going to bring you back because I'm interested. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Gillette. He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence? Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Kind of coming to the end of our show tonight, but we still have some calls we want to get to. If you want to try to get on the air, you can certainly get in queue, 855-450-FREE. But right now, we are going to go back to Free Market Penguin, where we've been talking a couple ideas around property rights and the ideas of mutualism and, I guess, at some degree, anarcho-capitalism. And how do we deal with property rights in our society? Free market, you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So a free market society, often these things are not based on the abolition of X, Y, or Z, but the free market, the choice of truly free people would be able to kind of decide on these things through market choice of whether to cooperate and exchange with different people. So, you know, the whole point of anarcho anything basically is don't force it, then let the market decide, except that ANCOMs don't believe in markets. So they're pretty problematic as far as I'm concerned.
ANCOM stands for anarcho-communist. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, the thing is, though, I don't feel the need to argue with anarcho-capitalists, because it's like, I don't think what they are...
Communists or capitalists?
Anarcho-communists. Because I don't think what they would do would work very well. But to me, it's just like, okay, sure, you help us smash the state, and then if you want to go off and do your thing
on
communal land, go do it.
I mean, don't anarcho-capitalists, in theory. No, but I mean the commies, the anarcho-commies, don't they just want their own state?
People say that what they want is a state, and they in turn say that what anarcho-capitalists want is
a bunch of
mini-states.
Right. I just want freedom, that's all.
So hard?
You know?
I don't think that's necessarily true, accurate.
Both are potentially true if you don't, you know, make every effort to stay within the market and not absolute non-coercion, because of what I understand, anarcho-communists are fine up until they say, will you accept people using money for market exchange? And a lot of them wouldn't. And then
they want a gift economy. Yeah. Is that what they're into?
Absolutely. Orwell, actually, when he was in Spain, wrote about being in a barber shop and seeing a sign that had been hung up by the anarchists who were anarcho-communists, and the sign said that tipping was punishable by death.
Oh my God.
Orwell was horrified by this. And his reaction was, you know, the new masters are no better than the old masters, maybe worse.
Mm-hmm. Hey, anarcho.
I think that's part of what inspired Animal Farm.
Free Market Penguin, thanks so much for your call.
Yeah, good conversation.
Yeah, definitely. And be sure to call back in. We're going to stay on the phones, and we're going to go to Mike in Alabama. He's listening to us on the TuneIn app. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I had a question about jury nullification.
Yes, sir.
A couple years ago, when I first heard about jury nullification, the guy that was telling me about it told me that basically if jury nullification happened, that a law would be removed.
No. No, and it's only nullified in that one instance. So a jury nullification, for listeners that aren't familiar, is the idea of a jury. It's an ages-old right, thousand-year-old right of a juror to...
Going back to the Magna Carta.
It goes way back. And for the juror to be able to nullify a bad law. So the idea is the jury is the final check on an out-of-control government, because the jury could still have a conscience collectively, and they could say, no, do not convict this person of, say, possession of marijuana or selling marijuana or whatever stupid law that people know is a bad thing. But unfortunately, that doesn't result in the law being overturned.
Although I will say this, that if, for example, half of the marijuana charges that they brought started getting nullified, I'll bet you a dollar we would stop having prosecutions.
I bet you're right.
And I'll tell you, one of the biggest weakeners of the fugitive slave law.
Yes.
which were passed by your government. Yes, if your slave runs away, you can go out and collect him or her and bring them back
and
to your
Northerners
plantation.
And Northerners have to help you.
Yes, they have to. But what happened was Northern juries nullified this. What that meant was when there was a trial bringing charges against somebody for not returning a slave, everybody on the jury would just say, I know you presented great evidence, but we find him not guilty.
Right, because the law is wrong. And enough pushback like that, you're right, Rich, enough pushback, they'll give up. Mm-hmm. In fact, we see it even on a micro scale where James Cleveland, who used to be a host here on Free Talk Live, was charged with obstructing justice or something like that and disorderly conduct. Or no, it was resisting arrest and disorderly or obstructing. Anyway, the jury found him not guilty on one of the counts and hung on the other count. So remember, with jury nullification, even if you don't get a pure not guilty, meaning if everybody doesn't vote not guilty, if you're the only one of the 12 that votes not guilty, you've still hung that jury.
Yeah,
you've still
and
made
that
it so they
gives,
have to consider rebringing
that
charges.
Gives the defendant another bite at the apple.
Right.
It creates a new expense for the state. And
they didn't bring back that charge.
Public relations. Yeah, most
against
of
James,
the time they won't recharge you. Yeah.
Well, in New Hampshire, because we do require unanimous juries, there are...
What states do they not?
Is it Mississippi or
Louisiana?
One of the
Louisiana.
States?
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you
go. Thank you.
Louisiana
get out of
is
there.
Like Satan's legal system.
They're trying to pass a lot of change that. I don't know if it passed.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yes. That's interesting.
So it's going to be cold comfort for those guys in prison cells there who, you know, wrongfully convicted.
And we really do encourage... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. So apparently I was... Well, me and maybe the guy I heard it from was severely misinformed about it.
Well, that would be awesome, man. If a jury could just say no to a crime and then, you know, have it removed from the books automatically. Wow.
It takes a little
maybe
bit more
work.
Maybe
we work on that in New Hampshire.
Good proposal.
Add that prize to the jury nullification law.
Yeah, I love it. Unfortunately, it's not that easy.
That, but Yeah, I'm actually doing some research for a speech I'm writing, and it's not anything significant. It's just a Toastmasters speech, but I'm doing some research for it, and I've been reading a lot, and
Have you gone to the Fully Informed Jury Association? It's FIJA, FIJA.org. Have you researched there?
Yeah, I did read some stuff there.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's where everybody ought to go if they want to learn more about jury nullification. They're kind of the go-to nationwide group.
Don't tell me what to do.
Suggestion.
That's kind of disappointing, though. I thought that jury nullification could be, a check on an abusive government.
It's a check.
Well, it is
a minor check.
The reason that I think it's good that it doesn't necessarily nullify the entire law is it may well be that there's a third type of law where the law is not necessarily unjust on its face, but is unjustly applied.
Right.
And so you wouldn't really want those laws to disappear just because they were, for example, somebody who used the disorderly conduct statute to prevent somebody from protesting, where he was within his rights to protest. That would be a spot for jury nullification of a... normally not too bad law.
But somebody who might have walked down the street in front of cars blocking traffic as disorderly conduct, maybe you shouldn't nullify in that case.
Because there you're blocking the movement of others.
Which is one of the definitions of disorderly conduct. That's one of the reasons the statute exists.
Yeah, so to me, I think that if a law is sufficiently bad and everybody knows about jury nullification, a lot of people are going to start nullifying it, and that's when you're going to see that law go away.
I think the key points for me in jury nullification are a juror, on his own, without dealing with anyone else, can judge not only whether or not a crime was committed, but it can judge the law itself say, this is valid, this should be a law, or I can say, no, it's not, and nobody needs to know the business.
And that's what people need to know.
And it only takes 8% of the population.
Yeah, to just understand those simple
facts.
But
the real key here, though, is in order for juries to be able to engage in jury nullification, people have to take charges to trial, and almost nobody does that.
Mike, thanks for your call.
Absolutely.
We've run out of time, but what an interesting night. We've been all over the board, which we like to be because that means lots of topics and lots of interchange with our customers,
with our listeners. Off the board.
Free Talk Live. Good night.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.